Star-studded One World benefit concert for the WHO sparks outrage, commie propaganda. By BenQ on April 19, 2020. Critics of the World Health Organization, WHO, expressed anger over Saturday's star-studded One World benefit concert held to raise funds for the UN body after President Donald Trump pulled funding for the organization over its connections to the Chinese communist regime. The One World concert, led by the WHO and nonprofit group Global Citizen, was broadcast across multiple television channels in the U.S. and around the world on Saturday, with the aim of raising money for the WHO's COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund. The lineup of stars for the event included Taylor Swift, Paul McCartney, The Rolling Stones, Beyoncé, Oprah Winfrey, Jennifer Lopez, Elton John, and Lady Gaga, who even described WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom as a superstar. The concert also attracted contributions from political figures such as former First Ladies Michelle Obama and Laura Bush, as well as celebrity supporters of the cause including former soccer star David Beckham and Microsoft founder Bill Gates. However, many people were left unimpressed by the event, denouncing the organization's handling of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic and describing it as a form of globalist propaganda. "If I could give no stars, I would," one Amazon reviewer wrote. "WHO lied. People died. Let's not forget this. While we're home giving up our freedom and most of us without jobs, these celebrities ask us to help raise money for the WHO. Forget it. Yes, we need useless celebrities preaching to us how this isn't China's fault and how we should just all live as one nation," added another. Skeptics also lashed out on Twitter against WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom, a former official in Ethiopia's Marxist Tigray People's Liberation Front, who has been the subject of widespread criticism for his attempts to downplay China's role in the outbreak. The concert also took place after President Donald Trump pledged to withdraw funding from the WHO, citing its connections to China and fatal decision to oppose travel restrictions during the virus's onset. "Today I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization while a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus," Trump said at a White House press conference Tuesday. The WHO's attack on travel restrictions put political correctness above life-saving measures, he continued. "The reality is that the WHO failed to adequately obtain, vet and share information in a timely and transparent fashion. Fortunately, I was not convinced and suspended travel from China, saving untold numbers of lives." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@Breitbart.com.